The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Reverend Gordon Parnell, recorded June 28, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Your people have a serenity that many Western people don't have. What is the secret of serenity? I gather you reject many material values, materialism as such.
Serenity, not material.
Serenity, to what do you attribute the serenity that your devotees have, the calmness?
Calmness?
The devotees seem to be calm, serene. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from?
From Krishna consciousness. From Krishna consciousness, when...
Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Dasyasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana. These are the proofs. Dasyasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana. Sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then he becomes qualified with all godly attributes. That I have explained, that if you be in touch with God, then you become godly. That is the test. Simply by saying that I am in commune with God, there is test. Test means, if he is always in touch with God, he will become, in his characteristic, godly. And so there, one of the qualifications is serenity, is one of the qualifications. There are 25 qualifications of a devotee.
25?
Yeah.
What are some of the others?
Have you got the list?
Friendly. It's in the chapter. Yes.
And you obviously would have ways, methods of becoming God conscious, Krishna conscious. Yeah. What sort of that? Meditation? Chanting?
It's practical. Mm-hmm.
It says there are many such qualities. Lord Chaitanya described some of them. A devotee of the Lord is always kind to everyone. He does not...
That's qualification. Mm-hmm. He is very kind to everyone. Yeah.
He does not pick a quarrel with anyone. He takes the essence of life, spiritual life. He is equal to everyone. No one can find fault in a devotee. His magnanimous mind is always fresh and clean, without material obsessions. He is a benefactor to all living entities. He is peaceful. He is always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire. He is very humble. He is fixed in his direction. He is victorious over the six material qualities, such as lust and anger. He does not eat more than what he needs. He is always sane. He is respectful to others. But for himself, he does not require any respect. He is grave. He is merciful. He is friendly. He is a poet. He is an expert. And he is silent.
Well, they're all very good, aren't they? And so, in reading about the Lord Krishna, I take it that he performed many miracles of healing. I'm very interested in spiritual healing because in my ministry here in Australia, I've been 29 years in the Harley streets, the streets of doctors. I'm now in Collins Street, I was in Macquarie Street in Sydney. And in Sydney, I had 41 medical men and women, mainly men, on my role of members. And we worked very closely. This very day I've been working closely with a doctor, with a certain patient who's having what is called a nervous breakdown. And we over the years have spent a lot of time with spiritual healing. Now, do you yourself practice spiritual healing?
No, practically we have very little suffering from disease.
Mm-hmm.
The devotees, we are spending so much money, but we don't spend for doctor's bill.
Well, not a normal doctor's, but now we explain to our patients that the doctor normally works at the physical level and the psychiatrist works at the emotional and mental level, but the church works at the spiritual level. And just as Jesus...
The spiritual level means to cure his material disease.
Yeah.
The material disease is birth, death, old age and disease.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand.
The real disease is the material condition in which we have to suffer birth, death, disease and old age.
Yes.
So, these things can be overcome by Krishna consciousness.
On the point of, in reading this very interesting magazine and
you find out this verse, Bhagavad Gita?
There was a reference to something you said about plants having a feeling. Some years ago I carried out an experiment at the request of one of our magazines in praying for plants and seeds growing and so on, and there seemed to be a relationship between these prayers, both for the plants and in the opposite, in a negative way, against the plants. And I didn't have an opportunity to carry it out too much, but in two experiments there was apparently a clear indication that the plants responded to prayer, and the peas and the beans in particular, there was a significant, a very significant increase in the plants that were prayed.
Yeah, kind of jara morana mokshaya.
Jara morana mokshaya mam ashritya yatantiye te brahmata vidu krishnam adhyatmam karma chakilam. Translation: intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental and fruitive activities.
What does devotional service mean in that context?
Purport. Birth, death, old age and diseases affect this material body, but not the spiritual body. There is no birth, death, old age and disease for the spiritual body. So one who attains a spiritual body becomes one of the associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in eternal devotional service is really liberated. Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit. It is said that one should understand that he is Brahman, spirit soul. This Brahman conception of life is also in devotional service as described in this verse. The pure devotees are transcendentally situated on the Brahman platform and they know everything about transcendental and material activities.
Transcendental means spiritual, does it?
Yes.
As opposed to material.
So they are always engaged in transcendental devotion and service.
Always.
But then they will be free from birth, death, old age and disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And were the papers correct in reporting you as, well, by reported opposite things that you, of course, hold to transmigration, I gather. And this is, death really doesn't happen. It's a change of form, is that it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As soon as we, everyone dies, so a devotee, after death, in his transcendental form, he goes back to home, back to God.
Thank you. I take it from what you've just been saying, Your Grace, that this explains what is said here in the referring to illicit sex as being anything that's not in marriage and not for procreation within marriage.
The only the sex allowed only for begetting nice children.
Yes. You don't feel that...
Beyond that sex, that is illicit sex.
And that is out.
That is not out.
What is your attitude to Jesus?
I have already explained in the meeting.
Yes.
We respect him as transcendental representative of God, Son of God.
There's some sort of relationship with Lord Krishna?
Direct relationship. Coming from Krishna.
Yes.
He is the Christ. Christ means Christo or Christo or Krishna.
Yeah? Another thing, we of course have been impressed by the number of young Australians who have become interested in the Hare Krishna movement, and we really congratulate you, sir, on the very fine work that you've done. I don't know whether you were one of the ones that rescued the ladies from the fire the other day, but I think everybody recognises that they're most sincere, that they're not involved because they're not being blessed, they feel they're getting something out of it. But how do you explain, I've gathered in most countries, in Britain and America and so on, that there are many things.
In Africa, in China, in Japan, everywhere.
And how do you explain this? Why are people...
Because they're on the spiritual platform, they forget the material designation.
They're mostly young people, aren't they, or do you have all ages?
Young people, they have got brain.
Yes, right. And I was interested, I take it that you feel, forgive me if I'm not using the right expression, but the caste system is written into the law of God, eh?
No, we have no caste system.
The Brahmin and the Sudra and so on.
Yes, that is qualification. This is a division. According to find out the Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Dhamma Vihara.
Your base there is in Bombay?
My birthplace is in Calcutta.
I was there many years ago.
You had been in Calcutta?
Yes, I have. I crossed from Karachi and Delhi. I went down to Agra and I gather this movement.
Yes, people coming from England to Australia, they pass through Calcutta or Bombay. Like
that's right, yes, so we come by here. Was there some reference
to that? Yes. Chatur Varnam Maya Shishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa Tasya Kartaram Apimam Vihi Akartaram Abhayam. Translation. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me, and although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. The Lord is the creator of everything. Everything is born of Him, everything is sustained by Him, and everything, after annihilation, rests in Him. He is, therefore, the creator of the four divisions of the social order, beginning with the intelligent class of men, technically called Brahmanas, due to their being situated in the mode of goodness. Next is the administrative class, technically called the Kshatriyas, due to their being situated in the mode of passion. The mercantile men, called the Vaishyas, are situated in the mixed modes of passion and ignorance, and the Shudras, or laborer class, are situated in the ignorant mode of material nature. In spite of His creating the four divisions of human society, Lord Krishna does not belong to any of these divisions, because He is not one of the conditioned souls, a section of whom form human society. Human society is similar to any other animal society, for to elevate men from the animal status, the above-mentioned divisions are created by the Lord for the systematic development of Krishna consciousness. The tendency of a particular man toward work is determined by the modes of material nature which he has acquired. Such symptoms of life, according to different modes of material nature, are described in the 18th chapter of this book. A person in Krishna consciousness, however, is above even the Brahmanas, because a Brahmana, by quality, is supposed to know about Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Most of them approach the impersonal Brahman manifestation of Lord Krishna, but only a man who transcends the limited knowledge of a Brahmana and reaches the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, becomes a person in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, a Vaishnava. Krishna consciousness includes knowledge of all different plenary expansions of Krishna, namely Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, etc. However, as Krishna is transcendental to this system of the four divisions of human society, a person in Krishna consciousness is also transcendental to all divisions of human society, whether we consider the divisions of community, nation, or species.
Well, thank you. The first part of that made me think of Jesus' parable about the talents. Some get two talents, and some five, and some ten. And
talents.
Who's that? Thank you. So all disciples, they're young men.
Yes, I know.
Because they are deceptive. And their intelligence is intact.
Sure.
Old man takes time.
Yes, well, that's very true, sir. Your Grace, with the parable of the talents, some were given a few.
Now, the talents are described, find that 18th chapter, some of them are to the time.
What I'd like to follow through, I'd like to hear this, but.
Talents are divided into three categories, the Brahman category, and the Kshatriya category, the Vaishya category, and the Shudra category. They are described here.
And this?
What are the qualifications of a Brahmana?
Brahma-karma svabhavajam, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahman is worth.
This is first quality man.
Well, there's a great similarity, isn't it, to the fruits of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, with these qualities you just...
When one is qualified with all these attributes and he acts accordingly, then he is first class man.
Yes. I gather when you had this interview with the professor in Moscow that there was a little bit of adjustment needed. What is your view of communism, Your Grace?
Communism, the idea is nice, but they are imperfect. They are philosophies that everything belongs to the state.
Yes.
But that is imperfect idea.
Mm-hmm.
Our philosophy is everything belongs to God.
Yes.
So unless they come to this conclusion, they remain imperfect. Equal distribution of wealth, everything belongs to God, that is a very good idea. But if it is limited within certain area, just like the communistic state, besides that, this is imperfect in the sense they have no idea who are nationals. Not only they, even the capitalists. National means those who are born in that particular land.
Mm-hmm.
So there are animals also, they are also national. But because they are imperfect, either the communist or capitalist, they do not accept the animals as national. They are sent to the slaughterhouse. These things are happening because they are imperfect. They have no God-conscious views. They are crippled views. They are imperfect.
Thank you. I was in Moscow many years ago now, and everywhere I went in Russia, right down the Stalingrad, as it was called then, they said, this society is based on the principle, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Now, I felt that in principle that was a very fine thing, because it's based on the parable of the talents and the parable of what we call the penny wage, the same wages paid to all, however long they work, because they all had the same need, really. That principle, I think, is a Christian principle, from our point of view it is. I see what you were saying earlier.
The principles, as they are stated in the Bhagavad Gita, it is not limited within Christian or communist or capitalist.
No.
The principle, where there are these talented persons, he is to be considered as first-class man. He does not say that if it is found among the Hindus or among the Christians, no. Anywhere, chaturpanna mayasustram guna karma vibhag. This guna, this modes of material nature, is all pervasive. In India, they protest because I am making them Brahmana. My disciples, they are of a sacred thread. They are regularly made into Brahmana. So the Indian, in India, they are very conservative, perverted. So they accuse that Swami Maharaj is spoiling the Hindu system of religion, because he is accepting Brahmana from outside. So, actually they are also not aware. Creation of God, here God says that I have created. So God's creation is not limited. Suppose the sun is creation of God. It is not for India or for Australia. It is for everyone.
Yes.
So whatever created by God, that is not monopoly of a certain class of man. This is the idea. So these people, they do not know what is the meaning of a Vaishnava or a Brahmana. That is not limited with a certain circle or certain country or certain society.
Yes.
Just as Christ says, thou shalt not kill. This is applicable to every man. Not only that, the Christians will follow. Unfortunately, the Christians, they do not follow. They're killing. So how there can be religious life? Unless you follow the rules and regulations given by the authority, then what is the meaning of becoming within that community?
Yes.
And God or God's representative, whatever they say, that is not meant for a limited area. That is not. Either you take Christian principle or Hindu principle, what is real principle, really principle, that is applicable everywhere. Yes. Yeah. Just like Christ says that thou should be, one should be meek and humble to go to back to home, back to home, it is not.
Yes.
So this is for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. It is not limited within the Christian community.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes. Well, it's a great privilege to talk with you, Your Grace, and you must be tired and you've got a big day tomorrow. I mustn't keep you, but if I may.
Just give me a cab, please, wait. Take this. Bring that sweet ball.
Yes.
And sit down, please, on it. You had been today there in the meeting?
Yes, I appreciated it very much.
Mm.
It was very nice.
You were all present?
Yes.
Mm.
You'll be pulling the chariot tomorrow, will you?
Yes.
Well, you've got a job on there. That's in the afternoon, isn't it? Tomorrow. She's going to be long.
These flowers are very nice.
Yeah.
They are called?
Daffodil?
Daffodils.
Jonquil.
Yeah. Just see how God's artistic brain.
Yes. Yeah.
You can see God in everywhere. That one must be Krishna conscious. God conscious. Then he will see every moment, everywhere, God, nothing but God.
Is this part of the God consciousness that in everything you see God?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything is made out of energy of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like sweet balls made, milk and butter.
So you can pick up one.
Right. Made out of what?
Mostly out of milk.
Yes.
Butter.
Milk preparation.
Thank you.
Yes, you can eat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Juicy.
Very juicy.
All of them, each one. We can prepare hundreds of nice preparation from milk. Therefore, cow protection required. Do you like?
Very sweet, Papa.
I mean, quite different.
Yeah, perhaps you can use it.
Thank you. Yes, you're completely vegetarian. You don't have meat of any kind, and not eggs at all.
No.
Why not eggs? Because
we are not even vegetarian.
You're not.
No. We are negative of vegetarian and non-vegetarian. We are not vegetarian, neither non-vegetarian. We eat Krishna prasad, rather prasadarian. We are neither vegetarian nor non-vegetarian, because we don't eat which is not offered to Krishna. Things are prepared according to the order of Krishna. And when Krishna eats, we take the remnants of food stuff. Therefore, we do not fall in the group of vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Mm-hmm. We are transcendent.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Your Grace. If you'll excuse me, I have another point.
Hare Krishna.